More information on the worry-free guarantee.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A victory Wednesday night for NFL players in their labor dispute with the league. The federal judge who lifted the lockout has denied the NFL's request to put her ruling on hold. U.S. District Judge Susan Richard Nelson ruled late Wednesday that the NFL has not met its burden for a stay pending appeal, expedited or otherwise. Nelson rejected the NFL's argument that she didn't have jurisdiction and that it is facing irreparable harm because of her decision to end the 45-day lockout. The NFL wanted the judge to keep the lockout in place while it appeals her ruling. The league argued that starting free agency and other football activities before there's clarity on the status of this case could be damaging to the league. The NFL has promised to appeal Nelson's ruling to the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis.
That's Steve Karmazin from the Associated Press reporting on the NFL labor disputes. Sports talk, including the NFL labor talks, along with what's going on in the NBA and the NHL, the playoff action. In fact, number 10 on this week's countdown, what's going on in essence in sports talk radio. Doug Steffen with our weekly review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show of all the items, the top 10 hits, ending the week of Friday, the 29th of April. Determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is the big publication of the talk radio industry. This week, the NFL, NBA, and NHL all share number 10. The number 9 item this week includes the deadly tornadoes that did so much damage and took the lives of over 200 people across the southeast. From Fox News, Martha McCallum talked to Mike Huckabee about the devastation caused by these storms.
This is an awful scene. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this. Well, what is your reaction? And I know you've been through these kind of situations, similar ones at least.
Well, you know, Martha, in nearly 11 years as a governor, I saw dozens and dozens of tornadoes, one of which I remember in 1997 with about a 250-mile path. I don't know that we've ever seen anything quite like this. This is so amazing because, first of all, it has to be nothing less than an EF5. Just looking at the photos and the level of damage, it's a time when governors across the South and Midwest are having to gear up their emergency services in an incredibly high-tone fashion because you have four things you have to do. All of them start with C: command, control, coordination, and communication. And those are the four priorities that you have. But quite frankly, dealing with a tornado like this starts before it ever happens. Having your emergency services plan in place, knowing who's in charge, where they're going to be dispatched, having all of those things really set in place before the storm ever hits.
You know, Governor, you raised that point, and it raises the question of how you think it was handled in this situation. 246 people at least have been killed in this situation, but I don't know, you know, that anybody could have anticipated the sheer power of these things.
Well, in this case, that's an enormous amount of people. I can't recall a tornado any time, just any time, that has taken this many lives in such a short period of time. However, to be fair, looking at the level of devastation and the breadth of this tornado, or tornadoes, because there were many of them, the fact is it's a miracle that many more weren't killed. And the reason they weren't is because of preparation, much better Doppler weather systems that give people very specific warning, tornado sirens and tornado preparation. But you just can't completely prepare for something of this magnitude, no matter what you do and what shelter you take. When you see concrete and brick homes taken to the foundation, there's no place to hide. And so I think what we really need to recognize is the horrible tragedy of the 248 or so who have been killed. But this could have ranked into the thousands had there not been the local weather stations on radio and television giving people warning and urging them to go for cover.
So now, obviously, the priority of the moment is to find anybody who may be trapped in this rubble who's still alive. That has to be number one, right? And then after that, you know, where do you begin?
Well, one of the things that most states will have is some aerial mapping. In other words, I know in our state and most states will have very good aerial mapping of every inch of territory of their state. And one of the things they'll do is go back in order to assess the damage. They'll do it on their computers. They'll actually look at the pictures before. They'll now be doing flyover of the sites and matching those grids up to see just what level of damage. And that'll give them an ability to sort of ascertain how much dollar damage, and even find out if there are areas that they didn't completely survey.
Coming up, the royal wedding been everywhere this week, and a couple of hosts are arguing over what value it really has, plus WikiLeaks and gas prices in the focus. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
New data from Fidelity Investments estimates that a 65-year-old couple retiring this year will need $230,000 to pay for medical expenses throughout retirement, and that does not include the cost of nursing home care. Healthcare will likely be one of the largest expenses Americans will face in retirement, and 68% of pre-retirees say these costs are one of their top three financial worries. Brad Kimmler of Fidelity Investments.
Most people don't realize until it's almost too late that they don't have access to retiree medical benefits. What we're advocating is that people do a retirement income plan and include in that income plan an allowance for health care costs in retirement, because that number is only going to grow over the coming years.
Call 1-800-FIDELITY to speak with a representative who can help you incorporate these costs into your plan. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC. I'm John Tridden.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
This is the Talk Radio Review, the weekend edition. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 8 on the countdown, that royal wedding. CNN's Ali Velshi and Richard Quest arguing about what value, if any, this wedding has.
All this hubbub has made me wonder, what is the real value of the royal wedding, Richard? And since it's in your backyard, I'm going to let you go first, Richard. You have 60 seconds at the sound of the bell.
What is the value of the royal wedding, the monarchy, the institution? This is the value. The fact that hundreds of thousands of people will come to London and spend possibly more than $150 million helping the UK economy. The value of monarchy to Britain cannot be overstated. Whether it's economic, the tourists, the infrastructure that it brings, or simply whether it's because it gives stability. The Queen and her family have been on the throne for 1,000 years. 1066 was when the last one was William the Conqueror. If you look at monarchy and the role it has played in the life of this country, you start to see that it is crucial, important, and yes, it is a cornerstone of the way this country operates. Could it change? Does it wane? Does it become unpopular? Absolutely. A bit like your US dollar. Of course, sometimes it goes out of favor. But just like anything that lasts for some time, eventually the tide turns. The value of monarchy, it's all around us.
Wow. Wow, Richard. You have certainly gotten caught up in this whole wedding thing. And as a result, you may have missed something very important that's going on. So give me 60 seconds now. This wedding that Richard is so carried on about is coming in the midst of severe cuts in spending designed to cut the UK's debt. And the early results of that that austerity in Britain, Richard, are not altogether smashing, as you would say. The UK economy shrank by 0.5% in the last 3 months of 2010 and grew by 0.5% in the first 3 months of this year. So basically, Richard, one of the world's largest and most important economies is flatlining. Now, the Brits are feeling the pain. You know it. And in the middle of all of this, you've got this lavish and expensive spectacle. Now, perhaps the real value of the royal wedding is this juxtaposition of these two realities, Richard. Admit it. It gives us pause to ask, which economic road should we go down? Spend or cut? Now, as you know, Richard, conservatives and Tea Partiers here in the U.S. are calling for your UK-style austerity measures. But if Britain's belt tightening unhinges its economic recovery and plunges you all back into recession, it's going to serve as a powerful warning to the United States. We got to deal with debt, but not at the expense of growth. Richard, maybe we should all just have a big party like you are.
Guantanamo documents published by WikiLeaks, number 7 this week on the countdown. Here's radio host Helen Glover talking to political analyst Michael Barnes about the dangerous information having been released. Further complicates the situation because a lot of it's inaccurate and outdated.
You know, these WikiLeaks, again, they're coming out, and now they're telling us about the detainees at Guantanamo that we're holding some people that really don't pose a great risk to security. We're holding them longer, but releasing the worst of the worst.
Yes, you know, that information is less than up-to-date and less than thorough. So it's used for purposes against the United States, but it's not fully accurate. And many of those people have already left and gone back, and some of them who were at Guantanamo Bay have come back and 3 years later, in one case, done a suicide bomb mission and killed themselves and other innocent people around them. So, you know, I don't believe that we're holding innocent people there in Guantanamo Bay for no particular reason.
Oh, absolutely
not. WikiLeaks information is clearly by design, according to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, intended to harm the United States.
And that was the intent from the beginning. That's the intent of the PSC, Bradley Manning, who's now been taken from Quantico to Fort Leavenworth, which is no walk in the park either. But he was a disgruntled PFC. The big question remains still is how he got his fingers on all of this information and knew to transfer it to WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. But clearly an agenda here. But my concern is, as you just said, the people being held at Guantanamo, this gives the impression now that there's some people there that aren't necessarily bad apples, and that's simply not true.
Right. These are enemy combatants or, you know, people who at least might qualify as such. And so, you know, we have seen about 2/3 of them have already been released. And, you know, I don't know that that's necessarily in the interest of the United States. But, you know, this information that came out yesterday through WikiLeaks is just, you know, out of date and not thorough. So, you know, it's probably, in my opinion, not as bad as the cables that were leaked at the end of last year, where they were basically disclosing communications of sensitive nature from U.S. State Department personnel and to confidential informants and to, you know, the intelligence operatives and others. I think that's where most of the danger still exists, and that's going to have much greater consequences.
High gas prices, number 6 on the countdown this week. James, a caller, is in Kentucky, pretty frustrated by the high cost of gasoline and what it's doing to his way of life.
I thought this was America. I thought it was the most powerful country in the world. I don't see how Obama can electric big oil companies just take over the country. We'd be better off putting one of the oil companies in there as a president, as to have him in there, because the poor people, and I'm a disabled coal miner down in Kentucky down here, and I'm not able to work, and I'm not able to even get out here. Well, really ain't got the money to even drive, you know, go here, go there, you know. They ain't no trips, ain't no trips going nowhere. I mean, you just got a certain budget of money to coming in here. I don't make $100,000 like a lot of these people. If I make a trip, like I have to go to Pipeville, which is about 30 miles, I'll have to wait till I go to the doctor and then go to the grocery store or something like that, you know. And this, I mean, it's just ridiculous. The oil companies, I don't blame them for wanting to make a profit, but there ain't no use in robbing the poor people and the old people, you know. That's ridiculous.
Coming up, we shift the focus on the countdown to the battle over the budget, and Ben Bernanke has a press conference. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Happy to have you along. Doug Steffen here, up to number 5 on the countdown, the focus on the budget. Talk host Mitch Henk here with Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin about some of the problems he's been running into at town hall meetings, where some of his constituents have let him know how they really feel about his budget plan.
Congressman Ryan, we appreciate it, sir. I know you've been getting beaten up a little bit lately, but you've kept your cool, for which I give you great credit.
Actually, the crowds have been overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, so, I guess Rachel Maddow was just picking the excerpts on MSNBC.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, definitely there have been some outliers, and there's some, you know, in Kenosha, a group of, sort of more liberal activists came and spoke very loudly. But that's to be expected. I mean, look, this is Wisconsin. We have divergent political views here. I think, you know, of all people, Maddow and I know that. And I'm really happy with how this is going.
Well, it's interesting to hear that, because anytime you mention Medicare, as you know, Congressman, right, people get freak out. And your words, use words like private or words like vouchers, it tends to scare people.
Well, and I think that's why the other side's using those words. This is not a voucher proposal, as you well know, Mitch. It's a premium support proposal, which works just like a lot of Medicare programs work today. Medicare Advantage works like this. Prescription drug plan works like this. Medigap insurance are private plans that are regulated by Medicare. The system we're talking about for the under 55 system is the same kind of plan I have as a congressman and federal employees. You know, what a lot of folks are trying to do is scare current seniors, when the irony of it is what our plan does is it guarantees everybody 55 and above gets exactly the Medicare that they've planned on, that they have right now or they're about to get. And we reform it for the next generation, because you know what, Mitch? If we don't reform it, it goes bankrupt. When the worst thing to do for Medicare is the status quo, because that's what bankruptcy looks like. And so I just think it's important that we have an honest, fact-based conversation about the budget, that we speak to people like adults, not like children, that we get for the truth about what these ideas are, but more importantly, about how bad the status quo is.
Okay.
The government from both political parties made a lot of big promises to people, and we've got to own up to that.
Ben Bernanke's press conference, the first of its kind by a Fed chief, number 4 in the countdown. Host John Gambling here with CNBC's Brian Strachman about Bernanke's comments, focusing on inflation.
What did you think of a first-time-ever public press conference by the Fed chair?
what he is that when you actually parse his words, I mean, everything he says is completely lucid and makes sense. I mean, basically, here's the dynamic, is that he thinks that inflation is a blip on the radar, and a lot of people don't. And some think he's too focused on the macro and doesn't understand what regular people are going through. But in general, he was pretty sound in what he said, and he's been very consistent. I think people, just because he's boring like Ben Stein, people don't think he's in control of the situation. And I find him very adept at handling these situations, if even, albeit in a dull sense. I mean, he's good at this.
But we will only know in time, we do not know it today, whether or not his view, as you labeled it, as you headlined it, as inflation is just a blip and not a huge problem. If indeed it turns into a huge problem, you have to ask yourself the question, was he downplaying it for political reasons, or was he, you know, you don't know where the truth lies.
Right, well, you don't. I mean, and you can have your opinion, and obviously I think that I've gleaned yours. I mean, I listen, politics is everywhere. You know that what you see and what you hear sometimes is not what's going on behind the scenes. I just find that the global economy and our future, sometimes in this sense, is supposed to be beyond that.
Ben Bernanke's press conference, that's the fourth most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. Recapping, sports talk, including the NFL labor talks, that's number 10. Tornadoes across the southeast, number 9. The royal wedding is number 8. The release of Guantanamo documents from WikiLeaks is number 7. Number 6, the cost of gasoline. The budget battle is number 5. Press conference by Fed Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke is 4. That leaves us numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they're next on the countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Save a life during the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, sponsored by Purina Pro Plan and Tidy Cats. Visit your local PetSmart store April 29th through May 1st. Adopt a pet and we'll give you a coupon for a free bag of Purina Pro Plan dog or cat food and a $5 off coupon for Tidy Cats litter. Plus, receive other valuable coupons while supplies last. Don't miss the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Weekend, April 29th through May 1st, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. For more information, visit PetSmartCharities.org.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna? Chicken of the Sea.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct.
Oh.
Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing the hot hits for the week ending Friday the 29th, up to number 3 on the countdown, the National Security Shakeup. This week, the president named CIA Director Leon Panetta as the next Secretary of Defense. Obama then named General David Petraeus as Panetta's replacement at the CIA. Host Alona Minkowski talked to Lawrence Korb from the Center for American Progress, and talk host Jack Rice, who used to be a CIA operative, about what some are calling a shakeup when it's really just the same faces being moved around on the deck.
I'd like to know what you think of these changes, specifically if we're talking about both Petraeus and Panetta. Good moves, bad moves?
Oh, I think they're terrific moves because Secretary Gates was wanted to leave. So he, not being fired, he had to leave. Now, it's very hard to get someone from outside the administration with only a year left before the election. You wanted someone who was going to be in tune with what the Pentagon has to do. The president wants to cut the Pentagon budget. Panetta's former director of OMB. You want someone who, when you make the reductions, understands the world. He's just coming from the CIA. He's been looking at it. You want someone who's going to be able to work with Congress. He's a former congressman, and he was a Republican before he became a Democrat. So I can't think of anybody who would have better experience to carry out President Obama's agenda. Similarly, I think by moving General Petraeus to the CIA, we've had some differences between the CIA and the military about what exactly is happening, particularly in Afghanistan. Hopefully, General Petraeus will be able to bridge that gap.
Now, Jack, I want to get your opinion here. What do you think of these moves? Because I think a lot of people are describing this as a shakeup, but if you really think about it, it's the same faces that are just being put into different positions and, you know, given a new title.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, if we think about, Robert Gates, again, my former boss at CIA for part of the time that I was there, what we saw from the Obama administration in general was a continuation in some ways of what we've seen from the Bush administration. And if we think about this so-called shakeup, you're absolutely correct, that it really isn't changing very much. It really is the same voices, the same faces, the same approach. And so we're simply shifting some of these people around. I mean, I think one of the benefits that the president has right now, and again, our other guest here is absolutely correct, that they don't really have to deal with the problems with Congress here, because both of these men have already essentially been anointed. So nobody is going to turn around now and say, well, you were fine when you were commanding all the troops in Afghanistan, or you were fine when you were controlling the CIA. Now we're going to shift you about, and all of a sudden they're going to magically have problems. No, part of the reason they're doing this is because they are not going to have those problems as we get closer to 2012, which is a huge part of the component here.
Host Christine Fazzo talking to Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who thinks this is a terrific move by the president.
You know, I think it can be argued that the CIA and the military, they share a lot of things. They have some close ties, but they're also very, very different. So moving Leon Panetta to the top job at the Pentagon, do you think it makes sense?
Well, I think this is primarily what we're seeing is a dance of political geometry. The problem is, and you've mentioned before, this is almost like just changing chairs. Some have equated it to moving deck chairs around the Titanic, which I don't quite agree with. The problem is, I think we set up an echo chamber, and having people simply move jobs around is not going to be a lot of good. The other problem with Leon Panetta, frankly, and this is something that I think people tend to overlook, is that he is not well known for his military or intelligence background. It was an anomaly that he got sent to CIA. He was sent over there to reestablish confidence, and that's code word in D.C. for keeping the lid on things. So I think what we're seeing now is him being sent to the Pentagon because of his political connections with the White House rather than his ability to manage the Department of Defense or, more importantly, achieve victory. Not a word has been said in any press today about Leon Panetta's ability to shape the Pentagon to win the wars we're currently in.
You know, what about Petraeus? You know, on one hand, he is highly respected, highly esteemed, at least by a lot of people, for the work that he did in Afghanistan, in Iraq. And, you know, some have criticized the CIA, not only for, what we've seen in the last few decades, not exactly, obviously the CIA and the FBI aren't supposed to work together, but there's a lot of holes in organization and strategy that have been brought up. So General Petraeus, it seems like an organized guy. Do you think that this move was a good one?
I do, and let me answer that in two parts. First, I've been in a room with General McChrystal, his predecessor in Afghanistan, receiving a top-secret CIA briefing, which was totally irrelevant to what we were doing on the ground. I mean, this is General McChrystal. It doesn't get any higher than this. So I can only imagine what General Petraeus has been dealing with over the past years, too. So he, as a customer, as a consumer of intelligence, will understand better what is necessary. CIA has had its own way of doing business. With that said, Petraeus is coming in now at a very difficult time in the history of CIA. CIA missed some big things recently. They did not pick up the instability in the Middle East. Central Command did. The other thing is that they've had some very big setbacks in Afghanistan coast, Camp Chapman, where apparently Mr. Panetta himself briefed the president on what they expected to come out of that meeting with that so-called al-Qaeda double agent, which turned out to be, they had killed the best and brightest al-Qaeda analyst at CIA. So I think Petraeus will bring a great deal of sanity and an understanding of what is needed from CIA to be more effective in the current wars.
All right, that gets us up to number two, the GOP presidential contenders. While Donald Trump was in the spotlight, a familiar face has launched his exploratory committee for the possibility of a run next year, and that'll be up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800 1-800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Joe, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at Safelite.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safelite emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to Safelite.com.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Number two this week on the Countdown, the potential Republican presidential candidates lining up. Hear from MSNBC Dylan Radigan talking to Congressman Ron Paul, who has launched his exploratory committee this week.
If you were to look at your political scenarios over the next year and a half with the announcement of the exploratory committee, many folks look to you as a voice of rational debate on fiscal conservatism, on American freedom policies that lead to equality and equal opportunity in this country, as an advocate of those types of economic policies. At the same time, there are those who are skeptical of your ability to win a nomination from the Republican Party because they perceive the Republican base to be overly invested in social issues that ultimately may not, you may not be the strongest candidate to deal with. Do you agree with those who are skeptical of your ability to ride a fiscal conservative's wave to the nomination for president?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about, and that's a bit of reality. But the truth is me personally, you know, I live a very conservative life. I just don't impose it, you know, by laws. But the Republicans also have a shortcoming because they talk about cutting, but they're urging more spending by Obama on the military. They want more. There's many of them complaining they're not going in stronger in the Libya and doing more and getting rid of that dictator. So they're not willing to look at that. So I think the country is ready for this, to look at monetary policy, look at cutting the programs necessary, concentrate on a wise choice. And I think we should start with cutting this overseas stuff and getting out of all these wars. And I do think the domestic stuff has to be cut. But, you know, to say you're going to cut NPR and Planned Parenthood and think you're going to balance the budget and increase the amount of money we're spending for the military industrial complex, that won't sell, and that's not good economic policy. But we cannot address these problems without seriously considering and understanding how the Federal Reserve works.
If you were to look, though, at the primary process, do you believe that the rhetoric that you just offered to me here, appealing to somebody like myself and a lot of other folks, I suspect, will that play in Iowa?
That's a good question, and we will see. I feel, you know, I was out there yesterday and make the announcement. The reception was dramatically different from 4 years ago. It was an unknown event four years ago. So things are different. The campuses are alive and well with these ideas, and young people know that there's not much future in Social Security. They don't like the foreign policy. So there is a big difference coming, and it's a different world right now. So it remains to be seen, but it will be a real challenge. But I think that's one of the reasons why there's an exploratory committee, and I will be at a university in Reno tomorrow, and I've been to many in the past month. The receptions keep growing. Yeah. So, but our problems keep growing, and hopefully they see the wisdom in free markets and individual freedom and a sensible foreign policy.
Newsy.com's Jim Flink talking about how it's beginning to seem like most in the Republican Party are now distancing themselves from the Donald.
In a race that has yet to begin, Donald Trump is in first place. The Donald leads among GOP would-be presidential hopefuls. Maybe because of that, not everyone in the Grand Old Party is cheering him on. Prominent conservatives like commentator Charles Krauthammer have questioned the seriousness of a Trump campaign, going so far as to call him the GOP's Al Sharpton, leading some political analysts to conclude that's because the Republican establishment perceives a threat. NBC reports Trump's opponents have either ignored him or played nice, but correspondent Savannah Guthrie says he just doesn't cut it for everyone.
But other prominent conservatives have not held back, saying his flip-flops on the issues and insistence on questioning the president's place of birth rob him of any credibility.
Let him get his attention on The Apprentice, but I just don't think he's doing the things necessary to be taken seriously by the American people. Yeah.
Politico reports the fiscally conservative activist group Club for Growth has also been on the attack, saying Trump's economic policy isn't even conservative. But the article quotes a former Trump advisor as saying the attacks won't stop his momentum. The group has devoted 2 days to striking the New York developer, first accusing him of being a liberal before turning to his use of eminent domain laws in his real estate deals. It's causing some raised eyebrows about why an undeclared potential candidate has become such a target for the powerful group. But the New Republic's Ed Kilgore doesn't think Republican efforts to downplay Trump's candidacy will work. The Republican establishment launched an all-out effort to tar him, but the truth is that their effort may be a lost cause. GOP voters' hunger for radicalism is so great that it can be filled by essentially anybody. Kill off Trump's candidacy, the demand will remain. Trump seems nonplussed by the negativity. He's already said if he doesn't win the GOP nomination, he'll consider running as an independent.
Host Chris Stigall talking here to Newt Gingrich about Congressman Paul Ryan becoming the face of the Republican Party.
Mr. Speaker, I know there's a great deal of debate and consternation among conservatives, Republicans, libertarians, what have you, about who the nominee ought to be, who the voice of the party is, things like this. My take has been, as of late, I think the party, if you will, the apparatus called the Republican Party, ought to surround and support and prop up as the face at this hour, Paul Ryan. Would you agree with that statement? Because it seems to me he's the guy in elected office at this moment that needs the most support and, frankly, has the most crystallized plan. He has a plan that President Obama does not, right?
I think that I'd love to see a debate between Paul Ryan and Barack Obama, because Paul Ryan is a man of substance. He has offered a bold, historic plan. He offers a government which is $7 trillion smaller than the Obama budget. He has a rational way of getting there. You can disagree with details, and anybody will if you look at, you know, $39 trillion over 10 years, which, by the way, is the small budget. Obama was at $46 trillion over 10 years. That's $46,000 billion in spending. And Ryan deserves, first of all, our respect because as chairman of the Budget Committee, he's done a historic job. And Paul Ryan also deserves, I think, an opportunity to be heard. And after the president's recent dishonest speech in which he attacked Paul Ryan using falsehoods and distorting his budget, I think it would be remarkable if we could find a way to get the president and Paul Ryan to debate, because I don't think the president has any serious answers for the kind of challenges that Paul Ryan is developing.
And in fact, that seemed to be what the president said in that silly press conference yesterday. Almost with irritation, he said, you people didn't pay attention to my demagoguing Paul Ryan like I wanted. All you've been doing is talking about my birth certificate. That seemed to be what irritated him, right?
Well, of course, I think what happened is the country looked up, and even the elite news media who normally try to protect and cover the president, they all looked up and said, well, this is just demagoguery, so they quit paying attention to it.
Yeah.
The president is not earning attention on serious issues because he's not being serious about serious issues.
Tongues are wagging out there, Mr. Speaker, for you to make the definitive declaration of your intentions about 2012 and whether you'll run. So I'll shoot for it here this morning. What do you say?
Well, I just say, watch us on Twitter and Facebook about next Tuesday, and I think people will get a pretty clear and definitive answer.
Okay, that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about the president's birth certificate next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number one on the countdown, the president and his birth certificate. Talk host Bob Miller and Terry Travis here with CBS's Dottie Lynch about why, if he was going to release it at all, he didn't do it sooner.
Most of the people that are writing to us this morning regarding this whole birth certificate thing, this is the long form, obviously, not the short one that was before, are saying, why now? What's the timing? And Trump is even taking credit for it. He said he wouldn't have done it if I hadn't been out there.
Donald Trump says he's honored. That he caused this to happen. Apparently that is the reason that Donald Trump got huge amount of publicity on this. There have been polls showing that 50% of Republicans believe that Obama wasn't born in the United States, and large numbers of independents and Democrats as well. So I think they made a decision to actually do this. You know, they put out the short form on the Internet during the campaign, but taking it one step further and getting this, I think they're hoping that this will settle it. And we'll see.
Doesn't it make you wonder though why it wasn't done before? I mean that has been my question all morning long. It's like, this is nice, but you could have done this. He's complaining about this has been going on for 2 years. And to me, to use the words of Barney Fife, you could have nipped it in the bud a long time ago.
Yeah, it. I think he just was being stubborn. Decided it was a silly issue that they put the regular form out, that the only people that were doing this were the fringe. And then when these polls started coming out saying, you know, it wasn't just the fringe, it was a lot of people, they made the decision, well, all right, we're going to go and do this. But you do sort of wonder why they didn't do it when there was a lot of static about him not wearing the flag lapel pin, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
He said, all right, I'll wear the flag lapel pin and things like that, that he did say, okay, I'm not going to stop these distractions. But this one, he just seemed to dig in his heels, and a lot of people started to believe something was really amiss there.
Well, and the president has been accused in the past, rightly or wrongly, of maybe having a blind spot and maybe being a bit arrogant about some topics, about opinions of some people. Could this be another spot where he sort of just missed the boat, that there were a lot of people that were concerned about this and he just didn't realize it until he started seeing these polls, until Donald Trump started talking about this issue and it came to the forefront again?
Yeah, I think that may be the case, and he felt that they had settled it, that it was just something that was trumped up, you should pardon the expression.
Very good.
The fringe elements, and that they weren't going to give it any more publicity. But when these polls came out showing how many people, not just Republicans, had questions, I think they realized they had a problem on their hands.
From Fox News, Brett Baier talks to political commentator Charles Krauthammer, who thinks most of us are relieved the nonsense about this birth certificate is over.
Don't you think that there is a collective sigh of relief from both sides of the aisle? One, Republicans not having to deal with this issue and be asked about it constantly. And two, Democrats not having to answer the question, why hasn't he released his long-form birth certificate and put this to bed?
Well, I would say that our long national nightmare is over. And we can thank Donald Trump, who took us on this three-week insane trip into a cul-de-sac. I love the way when he landed in New Hampshire this morning, he said, among other things, how very proud he was of himself for having done this. I wasn't sure he could be any prouder of himself than he already was, but apparently he was. Look, the president is right on this. We've been in 3 weeks where we actually had the presentation by at least the Republicans, Obama would claim himself, serious proposals on the major issue of our time on the debt, and instead it was spent. We were obsessed with the procedures of the Honolulu birth registrar 50 years ago. This is not a serious issue in a serious country. Thank God it's over. And I think when Trump took credit for having resolved it, although tenuously, apparently tentatively, because he's got to study the fine print here, he was credit for having produced a superfluous document on an irrelevant issue. He should be given the credit for reviving a ridiculous conspiracy theory and distracting us. And I'd add one thing, however. We saw how the president said he doesn't have the time for such silliness, to which John Podhoretz said yes, and as soon as he said it, he got on a plane to Chicago to do the Oprah show.
The president's birth certificate, the most talked about topic this week on talk radio. Recapping now, sports talk, the number 10 item. Tornadoes in the south are number 9. The royal wedding is number 8. Number 7, the publishing of the Guantanamo documents by WikiLeaks. Number 6, the rising cost of gasoline. Budget battle number 5, Ben Bernanke's press conference is 4, the national security shakeup number 3, the growing number of GOP hopefuls for the presidency is number 2, and the birthers and the birth certificate number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.